KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
We have mostly clear skies, some fog in the low-lying areas, and we look forward to a partly cloudy today, a high of 58. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marcia, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency. They're located on the square in Greenfield. In local news, members of the City of Atlantic's Parks and Recreation Department's Board of Directors expressed their frustrations and concerns with the recommendation the City's Personnel and Finance Committee made during their meeting October 24th with regard to proposed changes to the City's Code of Ordinances that would affect the Board's powers and duties. The first reading of the ordinance will take place during the Atlantic City Council meeting this Wednesday evening. Most of the Board members were particularly annoyed by having read about the proposal in the local paper or hearing about it on the radio instead of being notified directly. City Administrator John Lund said he had spoken about the matter with Parks and Rec Director Bryant Rasmussen and intended to talk with the board and considered sending out an email.
The email itself felt like it would have been dismissive or disrespectful. I just didn't feel like that was the right way to go, but probably in retrospect, maybe that would have been helpful.
Lund said there are some aspects the board will not change, while other aspects would change, such as the board being elected and as opposed to being appointed. He said that explaining the responsibilities will be shifted to the City Council.
Our bills will be moved to the council and human resource functions will be moved from Parks Board to the City Administrator's Office. And those are basically the changes. Everything else you guys have regularly will remain the same.
Lund said the changes were based off of what West Des Moines is doing. That city has a Parks and Rec Advisory Board. Lund said he always looks to West Des Moines as a role model for the best practices for government management. In response, Parks Board member and former Atlantic Mayor John Krogman asked Lund, what's driving all this?
I look at it, you know, I know there was a push a while back, hey, let's get rid of the Park Board and let's appoint everybody. You know, that was an idea floating around there. Now we're looking at these changes. I look at this different, that the city may have the right to do this, I just don't think it's right. This is an elected board, and it's elected for a reason. Those are my feelings on it. And first I saw it was in the paper when I got here tonight. I would have loved to have been at the Personnel and Finance Committee to at least voice my concerns.
Parks member Jolene Smith felt the same way. Board Chair Stuart Dusenberry said it would have been nice to have received a heads up on the matter. Instead, he said he was essentially blindsided by the proposal.
I'll be really honest. Maybe even a little heads up would have been nice too. You know, I had no idea until I came here and read the newspaper as well. So, be honest, a little taken back for it. Like I say, I can't really say I'm in agreement for the change as well either. And I think it may be a little discussion or maybe in a pre-meeting before would have been appropriate.
Dusenberry said he's not in favor of making the change. Smith said she too first heard about it Monday afternoon, and she questioned why even having a board if the city is going to take away from the financial and human resources oversight. Newly elected board member Ashley Hayes said as a former council person, she had concerns when she sat on the council about the park board's oversight.
I did always think it was kind of odd that this is the only city department that isn't directly overseen on an HR level by the city, since that's where the funds come from and that's where the bills come from, or the paychecks. So in that aspect, I was odd. You would never have a company that wasn't overseen by a direct HR at this level.
She asked Lund if West Des Moines Parks Advisory Board was elected. He said last night he didn't know for sure. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Molly Lamborn, age 79 of Fontenelle, died Friday at her home. Funeral services for Molly Lamborn will be today at 2 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle is in charge of the arrangements. John Yokomishin, age 75, of Atlantic, died Friday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. A celebration of life for John Yokomishin will be held Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Wayne Rudnick, age 85, of Manning, died Monday at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Funeral services for Wayne Rudnick will be Monday at 2 o'clock at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Janet Estelle Early, age 92, of Harlan, died November 13th in Harlan. A memorial service for Janet Early will be held December 13th at 3 p.m. at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. There's more news online at KJAN.com, and we'll have more for you next hour as well. The news this hour brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.